This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The House Finance Committee is wrapping up its work on the next state budget this week. NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers has been at the State House today, and he's here now to update us on what's in and what's out of the House spending plan. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Peter.
So, Josh, give us the big picture here in terms of amount of money and key ideas on the table right now.
Well, the bottom line amount is $13.4 billion, which is a couple hundred more than Governor Sununu proposed spending. $116 million would be left in the rainy day fund, per the Democrats' plan in the House. In terms of ideas, big ideas coming out of this budget are more local aid for schools, revenue sharing, substitution of the paid family leave program Governor Sununu proposed for the one that Democratic lawmakers have been working on, and not moving forward as quickly as the governor hoped in terms of closing the secure psychiatric unit behind the walls of the state prison.
So that's quite different from what Governor Sununu proposed back in February.
Well, it is. The differences are both on those policy issues. There's also the Democrats stripped out a lot of the so-called pet projects that the governor put in to pay for one-time money, local building projects. They say that process ought to play out in the local communities with their discretion and not from the direction of the state. And certainly different on the revenue front. The Democrats in the House are presuming the passage of a capital gains tax targeted at people earning a fair amount of money. They said that worries $150 million. A year. They are also looking at not implementing the last round of business tax cuts that lawmakers passed in the past. This is a key issue for Republicans. They attribute a lot of the growth in our economy, fairly or unfairly, to those business tax cuts. The Democrats don't want to move forward with the last round. The Democrats' paid family leave bill also relies on a payroll tax, something that Governor Chris Sununu has said amounts to an income tax and has pledged to veto.
Mm-hmm. And you said Democrats want to spend about $300 million more than Governor Sununu proposed?
Well, it depends on who squashed the numbers, but basically, yes, and they want to realign some of the relationship between state and local government. They say that the pressure on local property taxes is significant. When revenue sharing was suspended a decade ago during the recession, they say that the state has essentially been whittling away at what it contributes to local communities, and that needs to be revisited. This property tax argument is not something that Governor Sununu buys. Why don't we take a listen to what he said at a rally over the weekend?
Somebody came into my office recently and said, you know, maybe we should really start considering, you know, doing more on the tax side at the state level to lower property taxes. That's not just a bad idea. It is a failed policy time and time again across this country.
That was governor speaking out on the State House steps at a Republican rally fighting taxes.
So if the Democrats want to spend more money on some of their priorities, how do they propose raising the money for that?
Well, as I mentioned, they're going to impose a capital gains tax that would raise $150 million a year. They would not impose the presumed last round of business tax cuts, and they say that will raise the money necessary to pay for what they propose.
Okay, and so where do things go from here?
Well, as we heard, the governor is talking pretty tough about what he wants to do in the budget, and a lot of Democrats in both House and Senate are presuming that this may be a year when the budget gets vetoed. But first off, it next has to go to the state Senate, and, you know, there are often interchamber differences. A big one this year is that, you know, Democrats in the Senate may be a little bit leery of the capital gains tax. The head of the Finance Committee in the Senate, Lou D'Alessandro, told me he thought that the capital gains tax had a minimal chance of flying in the Senate. The Senate, meanwhile, is, enthusiastic potentially about having a casino bill, two casinos. The House has never been interested in that. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. The backdrop of all this, when Democrats come to terms, is that, you know, is there any room to reach agreement with Republicans and Governor Sununu? Right now, it seems that that's not terribly likely.
NHPR's Josh Rogers. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.